Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Early wean pigs were steady to a dollar lower per head. Feeder pigs were $2 higher per head. Demand was light to steady for a moderate offering. The weighted average for early wean pigs was $78.60, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $107. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With Jen Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Hamas militants released four Israeli hostages today. They're now in Israel. All four were soldiers. IDF Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
We salute and embrace them and their families as they reunite just now after so long.
But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office later said another woman, a civilian hostage held by Hamas, was supposed to have been released and wasn't. It said Gazans won't be allowed to move north until that female civilian hostage is freed. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as defense secretary after a tie-breaking vote by Vice President J.D. Vance. Despite concerns over his past behavior, Republicans backed the former Fox host for his pledge to instill a warrior culture at the Pentagon. The White House abruptly fired inspectors general at 12 federal agencies late Friday, including Defense, State, and HUD. Critics argue this violates federal law requiring 30 days notice to Congress, clears the way for Trump loyalists to step in. This is ABC News. New details about the Tennessee teenager accused of fatally shooting a Hispanic classmate this week at Antioch High School in Nashville before police say he turned the gun on himself. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Online material allegedly written by the black 17-year-old reveals anti-Semitic and racist views. Community activists and students are demanding action from legislators. Melissa Alvarez DeBrisky is founder of the Tennessee Hispanic Action Network.
At what point do we say enough is enough? Every year the number goes up.
Pfizer will pay nearly $60 million to settle allegations that a company it acquired, Biohaven Pharmaceuticals, paid kickbacks to doctors to boost prescriptions of the migraine drug Nortec. The settlement resolves federal fraud charges without Pfizer admitting wrongdoing. And this morning, American Madison Keys wins the Australian Open, upsetting two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka in three sets for the first major title. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are in for a breezy weekend with relatively mild temperatures here for late January. There's a weather system currently up around southern Canada causing some snow showers in the northern half of Minnesota, a few flurries in far northern Wisconsin, but nothing significant. And it looks like for us, just a chance of a flurry this evening as a cold front drops in from the northwest. That'll bring us some chilly temperatures by tomorrow morning. Otherwise, plenty of sun on the way Sunday, but the gusty winds will be with us once again. Going into Monday, some warmer air pushes back into the region. In fact, temperatures could be at least 10 or 12 degrees above normal. There will be a series of weather systems dropping in from Canada down through the northern Great Lakes from Monday through Wednesday. The brunt of the accumulating snow with those will stay north of our region and also to the east, but we could catch a few snow showers, in particular Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Otherwise, temperatures not too bad for the week ahead. Here are the details for today. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer. High near 33. Southwest to west wind up to 20. Isolated flurries this evening, then partly cloudy and colder. Low near 8 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 26. Wind from the west-southwest between 10 and 20. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Low 18 with a high of 40. Tuesday, partly sunny and mild. Low 20, high 37. We could catch some snow showers Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Low 23 for Wednesday, high of 30. Patchy sunshine later in the day. Thursday, a lot of sunshine. Low 13, high about 26. And Friday turning warmer with mostly sunny skies. Low 13 with a high of 36. Could see some precipitation work in by next Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Temperature-wise, we are fluctuating quite a bit this morning. We have been as warm as 18. We're back down to our morning low of 8. Just about 5 minutes ago, we were at 10 degrees. The high yesterday, 17. As mentioned, the morning low so far, our current temp of 8. The record high in 2002, 58. The record low, 28 below in 1963. 1 year ago, 38 was the high, 33 the low. The sun will rise this morning in Richland Center at 7:24, set today at 5:04, set at 7:24 again this evening. 29.91, the barometric pressure on the climb. The air is calm, no precipitation to report today or yesterday. Partly cloudy skies currently after a high of 17 yesterday. We hit 18 today after the midnight mark. And we're at our morning low. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. In our featured broadcast last night, we highlighted boys basketball, and Dodgeville picked up a hard-fought 54-50 win over Richland Center. In other boys' scores, it was Seneca over Ithaca 46-45, Platteville 69-43 win over River Valley. Highland 105, Judah 55. Lancaster picked up a 64-49 win against Prairie du Chien. DeSoto 59, Weston 43, In overtime, Arcadia over Viroqua, 75-72. River Ridge 90, Blackhawk 23, Belmont a 74-31 win over Albany. Potosi picked up a 67-43 win against Barneveld. It was Marshall 75, Wisconsin Heights 48, and Wisconsin Dells over Nakusa 57-32. Girls finals, the Bulldogs of Ithaca picked up a win in conference against Seneca, 55-25. Mineral Point 62, Riverdale 23. It was a win for Fenimore over Boscobel, 62-49. Kickapoo 54-25 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Hillsboro 53, Royal 50. Wazika Steuben over North Crawford, 64-33. Black River Falls defeated Viroqua last night, 53-44. Bangor 62, Cashton 40. It was a 92-28 win for Cuba City over Iowa Grant. Darlington 46, Southwestern 35, Rushford Peterson 66, 42 over DeSoto, New Lisbon 39, Nisida 38, and Aquinas over Toma 91-33. WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions today with a high of 33. For tonight, isolated flurries in the evening, partly cloudy and cooler, a low down to 8. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, mid-20s. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, not as cold, a low of 18. We warm up on Monday, partly sunny and breezy and mild with a high of 40. Tuesday, turning partly sunny, a chance of light snow showers at night with a high of 37. We cool down a little bit. Snow showers on Wednesday, your midweek high, 30 degrees.
California, maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yes, yeah, I bought her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time I hear that song.
Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere
Swindell and Jody Messina stopping by from 2022 at 6:15 for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. This is Shadazy. And I will, but yeah, there's always a caveat, right? The worst floor and home thermometer. Hey, we're up another one. It's 9 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning, y'all.
Small town down in Georgia over 40 years ago. Her maiden name was Music till she met that Jackson boy. They married young like folks did then, not a penny to their name. But they believed the one you vow to love should always stay the same. And on the land his daddy gave her a foundation underway. For a love to last forever, or until their dying days. He built a bond strong enough to stand the test of time, and a place for us to turn to when our lives were in a bind.
And they made their house from a tool shed granddaddy rolled down on too long. And they built walls all around it, and they made that house. Taught us about good living.
Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. My mama raised five children, four girls, and there was me. She found her strength, faith in God, and love of family. She never had a social life, home was all she knew. Except the time she took a job to pay a bill or two. And my daddy skinned his knuckles on the cars that he repaired. Never earned much money, but he gave us all he had. He never made the front page, but he did the best he could. And folks drove the cars for miles around and let him look underneath the hood. And they made their house from a tool shed granddaddy rolled down on too long. And they built walls all around it, and they made that house a home. Right and wrong. Lord, there'll never be another place in this world I'll call home. There'll never be another place in this world that I'll call home.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory. With over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. Teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30. We're currently at 8 degrees so far. That is the morning low. This news update is brought to you by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. From Tony Schumacher, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer today, a high near 33, partly cloudy, currently we're at 8 degrees.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage, local care.
Good morning from the WRCO-FM newsroom. I'm Adam Hess. School was canceled Friday for the Wisconsin Heights School District after reports of a potential threat. Administrators sent out an email to families notifying them that school would be canceled. In that email, it said there was a potential safety threat. An update Friday afternoon from the Dane County Sheriff's Office said someone called them to report the potential threat. It did not detail what that threat was. Deputies involved the State Office of School Safety. The Sheriff's Office said after investigating and interviewing students, they found no immediate danger. They couldn't confirm any criminal activity, so now any disciplinary action will be left up to school administrators. Authorities said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a school threat to law enforcement. They got to work investigating, and students were kept safe while they looked into it. The Office of School Safety's Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open for tips. You can call 1-800-MY-SUSO1. Or text SUSO to 738-477. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Now, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The case will very likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority. A lawsuit filed by several union groups argued the law is unconstitutional because it treats some public safety workers differently from other public employees. Act 10 has withstood previous legal challenges. A panel unanimously approved to advance the former Wisconsin 7th Congressional District representative to run the Department of Transportation. Panel chair Texas Senator Ted Cruz said that Sean Duffy will work with both sides of the aisle to improve the country's infrastructure and address the challenges that arise in the years ahead. During his confirmation hearing last week, Sean Duffy said he will focus on aviation and highway safety and working on gaining back public trust in Boeing. The procedural vote passed by a count of 28-0, and the full body of the U.S. Senate will still need to vote on Duffy's confirmation. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an EPA rule targeting PFAS. According to a press release, the brief will be filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and argues that upholding the rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, including various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for state officials in Wisconsin. A new report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found that home prices and overall sales rose again in 2024. According to that report, the number of home sales rose by nearly 5% over 2023. The average price jumped nearly 9%. To $310,000. The report also noted that while home prices are rising in the state, they have not risen as quickly as other regions. Experts cited high demand and low supply for the seller's market and higher mortgages with stagnant income contributing to affordability challenges. And the first carnival of the year will be held this weekend. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation will host its annual Winter Carnival today at the Riverdale Elementary School. Jan Nanke is a member of that foundation.
It's geared mostly for the younger children, but the older children get involved too because there are volunteers. They help run games. We have a huge bouncy house, which is very popular. There is no admission to get into the carnival, and we have a lot of free activities, but the bouncy house, there is a charge for that when you come. Some of the games include, like, you know, fishing. You know, the kids put the fishing pole on, and they have a little ducky you pull out of the water, and face painting, and there's a concession stand with food and homemade bars that are donated by the staff at school. They do face painting, and it's just a great way for us to give back to the students during the long winter months and break things up a little bit. So our whole goal is to give back to the Riverdale community, especially the school and the kids.
What started as a thank you to the community has turned into a fundraiser for the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation. Lisa Farness is a retired Riverdale teacher and member of the foundation.
I really believe in the Riverdale community, and so I thought that's one thing that I want to do once I get done with my teaching. And it's nice because a lot of times when the teachers put in these grants, as a former teacher, we know what they're talking about, as where sometimes the whole foundation committee members don't. And so we can kind of explain to them what the teacher is asking. And because budgets are so tight, this is one way that the teachers can get things that normally they wouldn't be able to get.
Farness says this year includes a new award.
It's called the Riverdale Community Enhancement Award. And usually where it's more supplies, this one is more of an experience. And so we put the application out and we decided, okay, we're going to give this out already. And so we had notified, you know, the ones that we had two winners this year. The first one are the sixth graders, and they are the sixth grade teachers put it out. And they are taking a trip to the Brewer game. And they are going to incorporate math into it. And so they're going to get these workbooks that they're going to, you know, be able to help teach some of the stuff before they actually have their experience in May then. And the second award is going to the science department, and she's going to do the Ice Age Trail over by Cross Plains. But one of the things they're going to do before that is they're going to be able to ride the Merrimack Ferry. And so we thought, you know, some of those things, you know, are probably things that a lot of our students have never done before. And so to give them that experience, we just thought, this is kind of a different approach to what we've done before, but we decided let's put it out and see what kind of applications we get. And we were thrilled when we, you know, we could support some of these ideas.
The Winter Carnival at the Riverdale Elementary School today will run from 11 until 3. Admission and the carnival games are all free. Concessions will be available for purchase along with wristbands for the Thunder Showers bounce houses.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions today with a high of 33. For tonight, isolated flurries in the evening, partly cloudy and cooler, a low down to 8. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, mid-20s. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, not as cold, a low of 18. We warm up on Monday, partly sunny and breezy and mild with a high of 40. Tuesday, turning partly sunny, a chance of light snow showers at night with a high of 37. We cool down a little bit. Snow showers on Wednesday, your midweek high, 30 degrees.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Good morning. Time for a look at sports brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. By the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Time for a look at weekend sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. It was a tight game last night, Dodgeville versus Richland Center in SWC boys basketball action, and Phil Nee was there.
Dodgeville picked up a 54-50 hard-fought win over Richland Center in area boys basketball from the Southwest Conference Friday night. The visiting Hornets had the upper hand in the first half, and they led 28-22 at intermission. The lead was 10 points in the second half before the Dodgers went on a 10-0 run to tie the score. The key was rebounding and clutch free throw shooting for Dodgeville as they were able to stay ahead and improve their record to 2-3 in the league and 5-8 overall. Richland Center fell to 7-7 overall and 2-3 in the conference with the loss. Richland Center was led in scoring by senior Wes Bosworth, who had 14 points before fouling out with 2:54 left in the game. Jaden Shep had 11 points, Garrison Weiss scored 10, Brady Dosh 9, Trayton Shep and Kaizen Schwitzenberg each had 3 points. The team made 2 three-pointers, and they went 12-20 at the line. Bryce Krubaugh Lockhart had 22 points for Dodgeville, including 12-15 from the free throw line. Both John McGraw and J.C. Halverson had 11 points each. Griffin Bush had 4. Gentry Olson scored a 3-pointer, and Andrew Hessling had 2. The Dodgers were 16-24 from the free throw line. Dodgeville won the JV game by a final of 52-25 over the Hornets. Richland Center will host Black River Falls on Monday night in a non-conference tilt. Following the 54-50 victory, Dodgeville will play at Viroqua on Monday evening. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
In other boys' scores, it was Seneca over Ithaca 46-45, Platteville 69-43 win over River Valley, Highland 105, Judah 55. Lancaster picked up a 64-49 win against Prairie du Chien. DeSoto 59, Weston 43. In overtime, Arcadia over Viroqua 75-72. River Ridge 90, Blackhawk 23. Belmont a 74-31 win over Albany. Potosi picked up a 67-43 win against Barneveld. It was Marshall 75, Wisconsin Heights 48, and Wisconsin Dells over Nakusa 57-32. Girls finals, the Bulldogs of Ithaca picked up a win in conference against Seneca 55-25. Mineral Point 62, Riverdale 23. It was a win for Fenimore over Boscobel 62-49. Kickapoo 54-25 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Hillsboro 53, Royal 50. Wazika Steuben over North Crawford 64-33. Black River Falls defeated Viroqua last night 53-44. Bangor 62, Cashton 40. It was a 92-28 win for Cuba City over Iowa Grant. Darlington 46, Southwestern 35, Rushford Peterson 66-42 over DeSoto, New Lisbon 39, Nisida 38, and Aquinas over Toma 91-33. Another former Milwaukee Brewer is up for nomination to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Outfielder Ryan Braun has the second highest wins above replacement numbers of any of the class of 2026. He was a 6-time National League All-Star and a former Most Valuable Player, but he was also suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs while he was an active player. Former Brewer pitcher CC Sabathia will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer as class of 2025. Calvin Jones, who rushed for more than 3,000 yards in three seasons at Nebraska and was with the Green Bay Packers when they won the Super Bowl after the 1996 season, has died. He was 54. Police said Jones's body was found in the basement of a house in North Omaha on Wednesday. Police have not confirmed a cause of death pending an autopsy, but a friend of Jones told the Omaha World-Herald that carbon monoxide poisoning is suspected. She said the furnace in the home was not working and that Jones was using a generator in the basement. The Dallas Cowboys say offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer has agreed to become the storied franchise's next head coach. The somewhat surprising choice is a familiar one to Dak Prescott. The star quarterback worked closely with Schottenheimer the past two seasons, with former coach Mike McCarthy as the play caller. Schottenheimer is the ninth head coach hired by owner Jerry Jones since he bought the team in 1989, and he fired the only coach the Cowboys had for their first 29 seasons, Tom Landry. The Las Vegas Raiders have agreed to hire 73-year-old Pete Carroll as their next head coach. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press on Friday. The team and Carroll agreed in principle on a three-year deal with a one-year club option. The person told the AP on the condition of anonymity because the contract has not been finalized. The Raiders fired head coach Antonio Pierce this month. Carroll won a Super Bowl as coach of the Seattle Seahawks and won a college football national championship with USC. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Liam Cohen as the eighth head coach in franchise history. It capped a covert operation that included owner Shad Khan moving on from general manager Trent Baalke and Cohen reversing course with the Buccaneers. Khan fired Baalke on Wednesday to clear a path for Cohen to land in Jacksonville. The 39-year-old Cohen was the architect of one of Tampa Bay's most productive offenses in the history of the team in 2024. The Bucs ranked third in the NFL in yards and fourth in points. The San Francisco 49ers are bringing back Robert Saleh for a second stint as defensive coordinator after a failed tenure as head coach of the New York Jets. Saleh will be the fourth defensive coordinator in the past four seasons for San Fran. DeMeco Ryans replaced Saleh in 2021 after Saleh left to coach the Jets. Ryan then left to become head coach in Houston. Following the 2022 season, Steve Wilks and Nick Sorensen were each replaced after just one season the past 2 years in a row. And Philadelphia Eagle quarterback Jalen Hurts was a full participant in practice with an injured left knee for the second straight day and is set to start in the NFC Championship game tomorrow. The Eagles host the Washington Commanders on Sunday and are trying to make it to the Super Bowl for the second time in three seasons. Hurts was injured last weekend on a sack against the Rams. Hurts never missed a snap and helped the Eagles win their ninth straight home game.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions today with a high of 33. For tonight, isolated flurries in the evening, partly cloudy and cooler, a low down to 8. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, mid-20s. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, not as cold, a low of 18. We warm up on Monday, partly sunny and breezy and mild with a high of 40. Tuesday, turning partly sunny, a chance of light snow showers at night with a high of 37. We cool down a little bit. Snow showers on Wednesday, your midweek high, 30 degrees. That's Ann Murray. Well, we have a new morning low. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 7 above. Partly cloudy as well. Hey, we're going to travel back to the 1970s and 90s during a look at this week in entertainment history. We'll do that in about 30 minutes.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
We're about 4 minutes away from a news update. We will check in for your Saturday with the ABC News Network. That comes your way at 7. Up and around with Rodney Crowell.
If you love, that's above and beyond the color. I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and love something that money can't buy.
Sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me.
They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups